ahead of the Gujarat Assembly elections and the protest by businessmen and consumer alike, the GST Council in its 23rd meeting in Guwahati is planning to keep only 50 items out of 200 in the 28% tax bracket. The likely revenue loss on the account of prune items in the 28% tax bracket is likely to be 20,000 crore.
The National Green Tribunal has slammed the brakes on Delhi government's plan to bring back the odd-even scheme for a third run, saying the Arvind Kejriwal administration sat on several other measures for 1 year. The government meanwhile announced that travel in DTC and cluster buses would be made free from November 13th to 17th, the duration it had set for odd-even return. Indian cricket team head coach Ravi Shastri feels that senior pro MS Dhoni is an ultimate team man and also says that some jealous people want him to have a couple of bad days as they are waiting to see his international career come to an end. Shastri also stressed on the fact that the Indian team knows Dhoni's worth and the criticism against the former skipper made no difference to the players. The Supreme Court on Friday rejected a plea seeking a stay on the release of Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Padmavati, but the controversy surrounding the movie refused to die down, with BJP MP Subramaniam Swamy alleging that it was financed from Dubai. Speaking to CNN News 18, Swamy said the dismissal of petition by the top court was right, but added that the funding of the movie should be probed. Swamy said that Bollywood films on Muslim rulers are funded from Dubai and that he will ask the government to further investigate the matter. Hitting back at the parliamentarian, actor Raza Murad, who is also a part of the movie's cast, challenged Swamy to show proof. The movie, which is being called an epic historical drama, features Deepika Padukone as Rajput Queen Rani Padmavati, Shahid Kapoor as Rawal Ratan Singh and Ranveer Singh as Alauddin Khilji. The movie is set to release on December 1.